Now to Ireland, where the country's economy has suffered more than most in the last year. Then again, it had farther to fall. Unemployment has increased from 1% to 11%. In the old days, the Irish knew what to do at a time like this. Get on a boat, heading for the new world. Ireland became known as the Celtic Tiger when the boom years arrived and the exodus reversed itself. But with the latest downturn, more and more people are thinking of leaving once again. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
On the dockside in the small port of Cove, not far from the southern Irish city of Cork, is a bronze statue of a young woman and two young boys looking out to sea.
That's a statue of Annie Moore and her two brothers.
Debbie Walsh is general manager of the Heritage Centre in Cove. She says 3 million people, nearly half the population of Ireland at the time, passed through this port in the 100 years between 1850 and 1950, including Annie Moore and her brothers, who set sail for New York City in 1891.
Annie was the first immigrant to be processed at Ellis Island when the station opened. She is a symbol of, I suppose, emigration, of just an ordinary Irish person, just an immigrant.
Inside the Heritage Centre at Cove, there's a fascinating exhibition of pictures and mementos of the time. Many Irish people believe those days were gone for good, but now it seems they're back.
I am about to leave this poor little island and head for the United States of America, New York City.
Michael Hayes is a young actor from County Meath near Dublin. He's starred in a number of TV shows on the Irish channel RTE. But recently, he says work has completely dried up.
Things have literally just stopped. And people are losing their jobs left, right and centre. And it's not just, you know, non-skilled workers. It's carpenters, plumbers, electricians, solicitors, accountants, even doctors now.
Hayes says he'd rather struggle in New York than struggle in Dublin. His girlfriend, Elva Lee, who's going with him, is equally upbeat about leaving. She's coined a new word for her situation.
I am a recessionista, which is what I like to call it.
Becoming a recessionista is Elva's way of saying she was laid off in March from her job at a marketing company.
This time last year, it was 14 people working for us, and in January we had 3. Then in March, we didn't take on any other clients, so that was me out of a job.
But even though plenty of recessionistas are thinking about leaving, there is a big difference in this particular cycle of Irish history. Unlike before, there are plenty of people who are staying in Ireland. At a networking meeting for people setting up new businesses in a southern suburb of Dublin, 28-year-old Annalee Nealon is getting advice on tax and legal issues.
At this time, I think it's really good to have a network of friends and family around to help you out when there's such financial stress. So, just surprisingly enough, there's not that many friends of mine running away, like the amounts that normally would, even during the boom.
Standing beside her is her mother, 53-year-old Anne Nealon, who lived through the last recession in the 1980s. Anne lost her job with a multinational company at the end of last year. She says, yes, Ireland has massive problems at the moment, but people are better travelled now, she says, and, crucially, they've tasted success at home.
One of the things that travel will tell you as well is that this is not a bad country, and we have done well. And even though the Celtic Tiger was a little surreal, we still managed to get there and became a brilliant economy at one stage. So we know we can do it. We want to hold that, you know, for as long as possible and get it into gear again.
It may be years before the Irish economy and Irish jobs do get into gear again. But it's a fascinating new chapter in the book of Irish history that people are now not necessarily thinking the grass is greener away from the Emerald Isle. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Dublin.